Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your rescue work where you've drawn us to making us one with you and part of the family so that we can be the spiritual worshippers that worship in spirit and in truth, worshipping you for who you are and what you're saying to us and being your fragrance in this earth. We appreciate you. Thank you, Lord. Your will be done this day in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Philippians 4, verse 17 to 20. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I've received full payment and more. I'm well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. A fragrant offering. A sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God, and my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory for ever and ever. Amen.
Amen. It's beautiful, just these scriptures that we just shared here now. It's just pointing out, you know, that God is looking for spiritual worshippers. We do things according to the Spirit, not according to the flesh. Where we do things then according to the Spirit will be according to the truth, the reality of God's leading, because sons are led by the Spirit. And that's where God wants us to be at. And this is what Paul is also encouraging here. So his people are helping. And he appreciates that help, even though he's learned to be content whether he has little or whether he's much. Because, so yeah, he knows God is in control, and God will always take him through. But just as he and all of us want each and everyone to flow with God, to be that vessel, to realize they've surrendered, their hearts have been circumcised, and it's God that is working now in them to will and to do. And that's what you want. You want to just stay in tune. You died. Before you made your plans, you done your thing, you believed this and you believed that, and you done what you wanted to. And but actually, in fact, you were caught up by the evil one. He was taking out, because the way of man is not in himself. And yeah, so when you've surrendered to God, now it's about now working out your salvation, staying with God, flowing with him. And we can see the spiritual worship, that true worshipers will worship in spirit and truth. In Romans chapter 12, there Paul speaks about there that this is true worship. This is our reasonable service where we give us. Now, giving yourselves is your intellect, your emotions, your feelings. You know, it's as unto the Lord now. It's worshiping the Lord. And how does that take place? Because your mind has been renewed. And how's your mind been renewed? By the faith, by God working in you to will and to do. He gives faith. Faith is a gift from God. And that faith comes from his grace, the sufficiency, the divine goodness God has got for you. Because your name is written in heaven. He knows who you are and what you should be doing. And that's where we're resting and we're flowing. We've ceased from our own works and we've entered into his works. So can you see, it's all an outworking and a trust. Where do you get these principles and these truths that we are talking about? It's because you, as babes, desire the pure spiritual milk of the word. You've dedicated your life to the Lord, and now you're looking into the Word and you're taking hold of what the Word is saying to you, not just hearers, but also doers. So you've been led by the Spirit. And this is how the unique path that God has got for you, that's of benefit to everyone else, is coming to pass. So stay in tune. And remember, the giving is not just, it's whatever God says. Yeah, this one gives wisdom, that one you help in that way, that one you correct. It's a flowing of the Spirit. Amen. It's a Spirit. The law of the Spirit of life sets us free. from the law of sin and death. So God has brought us into his spiritual kingdom, into spiritual relationship, and now spiritual obedience. So be blessed as you arise and shine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord, that you will supply every need of us according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.